Y'all listen to the Express Truth Show with my man Mark Hamilton. So stay lucky, is it?
Yo, Anderson 100, West Side of the Midlands. And there's only one place I go when I want to know the real spill on some real situations. Express Truth Show.
Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
Welcome back, people. It's the Express Truth Show, making Thursdays great again, even though today ain't Thursday. This is a bonus podcast. So we're about to come out of lockdown, so we thought, you know what, until the end of lockdown, we're going to do it double every single week. So every single week, it's two podcasts until we come out of lockdown, because from what we're hearing now, June 15, everything's going back to normal. So why we still got this little bit of spare time? Let's get to work, man. So straight away, man, shout out to the Patreons, Spotify crew, iTunes crew, Mixcloud crew. Big shout out, man. And don't forget, if you are a Patreon, make sure to follow us on Instagram, DM us, and we follow you straight back, man. Patreon, we one big family. So let's get into it, man. Steven, what's going on?
Yo, there. We say you're making a... Tuesday's great again. Making Tuesdays great again, man. Like Mark said, man, it's a Brucey bonus. You get me? We're going to trial it over the lockdown and see how things go, man. So we saying, Kay?
Most definitely, man. So, okay, straight away, let's. I want to just get into this whole situation and clear up a lot of the different questions and conversations that are going on the internet regarding swarms. So, for those who didn't watch the YouTube video we put out yesterday, artist turned influencer Swarms has had an unfortunate accident. Well, it weren't his accident, but he rented some cars from a guy down here in Birmingham. He rented a Ferrari, a Wraith, and a Lamborghini Urus. All of these cars are in London. During the en route or coming away from the video shoot, whichever one of Swarms' entourage members crashed the Ferrari. Now, the pictures look really bad. It looks like it's a total write-off, but nevertheless, the individual who rented the camp, the Ferrari, has said the car can be salvaged, but it's £180,000 worth of damage. Now, everybody's asking the questions, what can happen from here? Has Swarms got the money? What did they do? How can they basically move forward? So, we made the video and we're talking about, look, all of these rappers use exotic cars in their videos. But at the end of the day, off camera, they're not driving these cars. But that's just how it is. You have to paint a picture to get the audience, like them driving them cars, let's be realistic, may bring in more fans, because that's what people want to see. People want to see luxury, exotic cars. So where do we go from here? What happens from here with Swarms and the guy whose car it is? Now, we're just gonna stay on the guidelines of that. There's £100,000 worth of damage. Let's just stay on that level. Now, these are the things we missed out on the video. The guy who rented the car out to Swarms, really, as harsh as it may sound, he hasn't really got a leg to stand on. Because when you're doing exotic car hire, every little detail should be covered. That if anything happens, the car's covered. At these video shoots, people are really, really excited. They get really excited. There's a lot of girls there. People have their best clothes on. People have a lot of jewelry out. There's a lot of excitement. So with that excitement, people tend to show off in these cars. So as a man who's renting these cars to these rappers, you should have it in your mind that something can go wrong. So you shouldn't let a man take that car without every single inch of that car covered, that if anything goes wrong, you can cover it. Secondly, these sports cars are very, very high powered. Although we look on TV and we look on the internet and we see people driving these cars, it's a very big jump from driving a normal car to get into a Ferrari. Like, there's so much power in that car that putting your foot down can send the car, and you can lose control of the car. So a lot of these guys that are jumping in these rentals don't actually know how to drive them. So when they start to drive them and things go out of control, that's when things like this happen. So where do we go from here? Will this guy get his money back? Now, I'm saying the loss may come to the rental company. I can't see the individuals in Swarms' entourage being able to find that money. Like, that's just the facts. And even if they have got that money, I doubt they're going to give someone £100,000, even though it's their fault. Now, when you listen back to the audio, the guy actually said in the audio, one of Swarms' entourage, that these are the pros and cons of renting cars. So he knows that there's nothing this guy can do. Now, when it comes to a bad level of, okay, do you want to bring badness to the guy? Let's be real, people. What kind of badness can you bring to an individual from Birmingham? Like, what I mean is, what are you going to do from Birmingham to a man who lives in London? Like, I don't think people understand. London and Birmingham, it's chalk and cheese. When you get to London, it's so big. There's so much different people there. The place is just massive. It's all divided up. Where are you going to look? First of all, you'd have to know where Swarms lives or the guy who crashed it. Then, even if you do go to him and say, look, I need my money, where's that guy going to get the money from? Stephen, what are you saying, man? Because this thing, we got so much things to cover on this.
It's, what am I saying, fam? I'm saying it's an absolute maza, you know, fam. You get me? It's a maza boom baza, fam. Because, like you're rightly saying, you're in two different cities, yeah? You take yourself from Brom to London. All right, I'm going to find this geezer. You know how big London is? London's huge. Where are you going to start? Let's say by some stroke of luck, you manage to pinpoint this brother's location. What are you going to do? Yo, I need my peas, fam. I ain't got it. End of conversation. Like, I know man was hyping on YouTube and saying like, yo, if that was me, I'd kidnap him and that. Things like that would come to your mind in the heat of the moment. You know, when your testosterone's bubbling, your emotions are going, you're getting angry. You'd want to do something like that. But let's think about it. How many people are in jail for a moment of madness like that? Because someone might have slept with your girl or something. Your girl gave her the thing. Someone ran off with some peas. Like, we were speaking about this off air. You could go in a Mazda for... what is it? Let's say 220, fam. Let's just say the full value of the car, yeah? You could go on a Mazda for 220, get locked up, have to do X amount of years, how much you think you're going to lose over that time, as well as losing your business most likely. You know what I'm saying? You've got to remember, you know, sometimes it sounds horrible. Sometimes you have to take things on the chin, you know, like your name's Rocky Balboa, because money can always be earned. Once time's gone, it's just gone. Like, this is a horrible lesson to learn. I don't wish this on my worst enemy. But going forward, you should know, do not mess with these kind of entertainers and musicians and whatever else. Because unless there is some legal backing that you have for if worst case scenario was to happen, you're not going to get your pee back from. Because even on the audio which we played on the YouTube video, check that out if you haven't watched it yet, you hear either Swarms or someone from the camp saying, oh, I'm supposed to find 100 racks. Nah, F. Like, man saying, nah, allow that. And then it cuts. So that shows you there, man's attitudes towards the situation. They're not interested, fam. Man's like, why the thing crashed in it. That's at the end of the day, that's it. I know we'd like to believe in life that we can take people for their face value and take them for their word, but you have to keep it real, you know, like, in the real world, humans are horrible to each other, you know. Like, we might be top of the food chain, but we're the biggest predators going. So unless it's someone you can blindly swear for, and to be honest, even then I wouldn't do it for those kind of monies. But even unless it's someone you could blindly swear for, put your hand on a Bible, Quran, whichever holy book you want to reference to, and say, yo, I could put my life on this cat. There's no point putting yourself, their self, your business on the line, your financial future on the line over a car, man. Because if you knew better, you'll do better, fam. Not everyone has the same morals and not everyone has a head for business. Some man only have a head for Instagram, big batty gal, and gal twerking on IG live, you get me?
No, it is though, the money is so much like that. The only way this can end up, we're going to say what should happen. We'll talk about what should happen after. But based on how I don't personally know none of these guys, but based on just looking at the situation, it's so much money. Like, that is a lot. Even if it was £10,000, that's a lot of money. Like, let's keep it 100% real. This whole attitude of acting as though money is disposable, that is a fake attitude. That is a fake attitude. That's a fake narrative. Like, even people who have money, it's not something that you know, that gets disrespected like that amongst the majority. And these guys ain't getting it like that. It's not like, even if this was a footballer who crashed that, he would still feel the pain of giving away that kind of money for nothing. Now, I doubt these guys are going to be able to find that money to pay them. And I doubt they even want to pay him, to be honest. So where the blame falls onto is the man who gave out a luxury car like that without covering himself. Like, a man can't even drive my car if he's not got insurance. You see what I'm saying? And my car's nowhere near that kind of value. So a man can't even take my car if he's not insured, because I know if something goes wrong, I'm not covered, and I'm not in the business of creating problems. I don't want to create problems for myself. So what's happened with this individual, yeah, he's created a problem for himself by giving a bunch of energetic guys who are really, really excited luxury cars. Now, what he's probably going through now, I'm not saying this guy, I'm pretty sure this guy's got a few pounds in his back pocket, the guy who rented out the cars. But how the business model works for these companies is usually like this, people. They will lease a high-end car, and then that high-end car they rent out until the car becomes of age, and then they trade it in for something else. So once you've now written the car off or damaged the car, the leasing company want their money. So you've got to pay that leasing company, or that's how it's got to work, because the car is not of no value now to the leasing company, because it's now become a Cat D car. So the car's not worth no value to them anymore. So they want their money. So if these guys can't find the money, it's issues for them. So it really stays with the rental company. Now, this is what should happen. And this is what I've been trying to explain like to a few different people. Swarms has at his fingertips a million people. No matter which way you want to flip it, no matter which way you want to discredit Swarms, he's got a million people at his fingertips. Out of that, that means there's a million people that you can click a button and they will see some type of product or some type of whatever it is that you're trying to sell. Now, this is where people are getting it confused. We always say it on the show that these million people might not be engaging. That doesn't mean you still can't sell advertising space. Like, basically what I'm trying to say is everything you watch on TV or see on the internet, do you go out and buy? No, but you still see it. So Swarms need to use that million people to sell advertising space to whatever companies he can. He can make a big dent in that money if he really puts his business hat on. Another thing is this. KSI, who's one of the probably biggest black YouTubers full stop in the world, but most definitely the biggest black YouTuber in England, I'm pretty sure Swarms and him, from what I think, I might be wrong, have some type of personal relationship. So if you've got a personal relationship with KSI who's worth £20 million, I'm pretty sure Swarms can go to KSI and say, yo, I've got a million Instagram followers. A million people are following me. Can we draw up some kind of contract that you can clear this thing for me and you can get your money back via something that you know more than me? Remember, this guy's a social media guru. So he's going to be able to use that million followers. This is a man who makes over £150,000 a month off one YouTube account. So I'm pretty sure he can help Swarms monetize that audience. What's the point having all them people following you, girls twerking on live and doing all of that, if you can't sell product or sell advertisement? It's a waste of time. It's an absolute waste of time if you can't sell advertisement. So a lot of these guys are wasting time and are just on Instagram to be on Instagram. Like, do you want to make money or do you want to be seen to, or do you want to look like you're making money? That's the question. Now, in this situation, I doubt Swarms is going to do any of that. I doubt it, and I know we keep saying Swarms, but it's him who rented it. Like, if I rent a car in my name, and once I rent the car, somebody who I'm with gets in and crashes it, it don't matter if they crashed it. The car company rented it to me, so the buck stops with me. This is what people keep getting twisted. Do you think the rental company care about who crashed it? They care about, I rented my car to you and you gave it to someone who then crashed it, so you're responsible for the money. That's where the thing's at right now. If Swarms cannot pay it, if that Swarms' mate cannot pay it, it falls onto Swarms. This is what people keep forgetting. But this is fake lifestyle that everyone wants to show that they're living. Like, I'm only wearing designer drip. I'm wearing designer drip, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Balmain. I'm wearing these Balenciagas. Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone can buy that. I can buy that stuff myself, but I choose not to. Now, what I'm trying to explain to you is this. That lifestyle is a very expensive lifestyle. When you buy a car, you know, you don't buy a car based on how much you can afford to buy the car for. People, don't get it twisted. You buy a car on how much it costs to run. You see what I'm saying? So you driving a big Wraith or something don't make sense, because the amount of petrol to run that car, if something happens to the car, the amount of money it costs to get the car fixed up or whatever is the same price as it probably costs to get a new Focus or something. And I know I always use Focus. Focus is a lovely car, But you know what I'm saying? Just a standard car. So yeah, what I'm trying to
just
say...
Just as a prime example.
Yeah, just a prime example. So what I'm trying to say, people, this lifestyle that is being advertised is fake. It's fake absolutely news, fake, man.
Fake news, bro. Family, you know what? You or I would have the idea with the whole screaming at a figure like KSI to be like, yo, help me monetize my followers, my viewership, etc. But we have to take two things into consideration, yeah? If he was to go down that route. One, that you already have a pre-existing relationship with KSI. And two, that KSI doesn't turn around and say, family, I've got 8.1 million followers. What do I need you for? Because I know we're here trying to find solutions, feasible solutions to come up with a large amount of money in a short amount of time. This is the only time I could do this and not stress, you know, because someone even said it on our video, family, £100,000, that's not a headache that I want, rude boy. This is the type of headache that might blow your head off your shoulders. You know what I mean? So that is a feasible idea, but taking those two points into consideration, it's not 100% guaranteed. It's not 100% guaranteed that he can scream at anyone. He might not even be able to scream at any of his so-called peers who appear to also have money. Do you know what I'm saying? It might tell him to try and reach out to Stormzy if he just came on UK rich list valued at 20 M's. But the same might be the same thing again. Do you have a pre-existing relationship? And what does he have to gain for it? Because I know also, if he tried to go down the route of going to the bank, let's say he had a business and he was trying to get 100K for the business and your business approves you and gives you your money, yeah? They would then have their interest on top. So they're making 130 back, 150, whatever the case might be, interest over how many set years, just like with a mortgage. So if you were even to bring that number to a KSI or a Stormzy or whoever has the funds, you would have to give them a deal to even make it worth their while. Because if I'm already a millionaire, family, like multimillionaire, and I've always got money coming in, doesn't matter about lockdown, recession, whatever, I've always got a steady stream of income, numerous streams of income. And you come to me saying, boom, 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 we can monetize my followers. You'll get, for 100K, you'll get 150 back over a year, 5 years, whatever the case may be, you might be laughed out of the door, man. Because for someone who already has money and influence, that might not be a big enough of an incentive. Unless it was a quick turnaround. So you could say, Rude Boy, 3 months. Man might rub his jaw and say, you know what, obviously I'm rich in it, but I can make an extra 50K in 3 months and not even have to get out of my bed. All right, fair enough. Like, all these kind of things have to be taken into consideration, because he would have to pitch this to any potential backers like he was pitching a business idea, like he was on Dragon's Den, like he was on The Apprentice, like he was in the bank trying to get a mortgage or a business line or whatever the case may be, because they're going to be asking you certain questions. You're going to have to be able to explain from A to Z how you are going to make sure they get this great return of X amount over this amount of time. So, like, I don't think it's going to pan out, family. I don't think it's going to pan out, because no disrespect, but these brothers don't strike me as people who have these kind of mental faculties to really sit down and write a plan. Like, being able to create a song and everything, that's amazing, but I believe that's two sections of the brain. Like, you have your artistic side and you have your business side. Not everyone switched on for the business side. Like, some people are employee, some people are like a Dell boy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone can do the either. Some people are happy with just that 9 to 5 and collecting a check and going home, where others want to strive for greatness, take the money they're earning from a job, pull it aside and invest it into their dreams. Where other people are like, nah, I can't do that. What if it don't work out? What if I don't lose it? Start asking 21 questions like Nate Dogg and 50 Cent. So, like, it's not for everyone, man, especially during the climate we're in now with this whole lockdown, even though we're steadily coming out of the lockdown, but we know that things aren't going to go to normal for a while, because realistically, for those who haven't lost their jobs going forward after the quarantine ends, how many of us are really going to be looking to spend any quote-unquote expendable funds on music, entertainment and the arts like that, more than probably just a Netflix or a Disney Plus or a Amazon Prime? So I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to be able to just jump back on tour money. Yes, his views, because I checked him out yesterday on the tube, his views, he gets millions of views, but I believe most of his videos, if not all, are on Grime Daily. So I doubt GRM's cutting you a check. All I ever see them do with artists is give them a little plaque here and there when they hit a certain number. So are you even eating musically like that? We've already briefly spoken, but we're going to have to do that in full one day. We've already briefly spoken about the stream game. We know that the streaming numbers is crazy, and unless you're a Drake or a Nicki Minaj or someone in the upper echelon like that, or a Stormzy or an Ed Sheeran, you're not eating off streams like that.
But you know what it is, though? It's you have to look at it like this, yeah? Just to clean up the KSI bit, what you was talking about. So, KSI, yeah, he's got 8 million followers. It don't even matter the number. It don't matter.
Yeah.
But we know he's got a lot, though. But those 8 million KSI followers that he's got are like young kids that are like gamers and that, or like people that, it's not the same kind of person. Like, let me ask a question. Do you follow KSI?
No, I do not.
I don't follow KSI. And I doubt that a lot of people listening to this follow KSI. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that he's got a certain crowd, but KSI would want another type of crowd, which is why you see him making songs with Rick Ross, Lil Baby, Offset, Tion Wayne, Swarms, them kind of people, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because he's got that Houdini, I just YouTubed it, Houdini track with Swarms and Tion Wayne.
But that's what I'm trying to say, because what it is no matter, this is what happens to some people in life. You could have a man who, I've seen it with my own eyes, a man who might be rich from football, but he wants the respect of the streets. He wants to be respected in the streets. See what I'm saying? But he don't get that. So KSI would love to probably have people respect, like most people just look at him and be like, ah, my man's a clown. He's got dough or whatever, but he's a clown. Like, let's be real. But then he would love to have the respect of probably, you know what I mean?
He reminds me of a UK Bow Wow in that respect.
Nah, man, I wouldn't even put him in that. I'd say he's like I wouldn't even put him in that, because if you watch one of his videos, yeah, like I've attempted to watch one of his videos. He's always very childish. Don't get me wrong, he's made dough, but he's very childish. So his audience is like a kiddie, immature type audience that follow him. So you take away that now, yeah, and look at like a Swarms who's got all these like people that are watching twerking, that are, you know what I mean, that kind of British crowd that are watching girls twerk. Like KSI couldn't show that on his thing, because he's got young kids. Probably my son follows KSI. See what I mean? So, with Swarms, he's got the older British, black, you know what I mean, urban type of crowd. So, KSI could use that crowd and try and monetize that crowd for whatever reason. I'm not saying with his music or whatever, but he can tell Swarms how to monetize that crowd, because it's 1 million people. So sell advertising space. Like if you know you got 1 million people like that, JD might be interested in doing business with you. Foot Asylum, even though Foot Asylum JD same thing, but Foot Asylum might be interested in doing business with you. You know what I mean? Whatever products we use or whatever music we listen to or whatever it is, it's a target audience. So that's why I'm saying that if he really was to use his head, he could go to them, a man like that, and say, yo, what can I do to make dough? Because realistically, let's be real, $100,000 to KSI, that's not only spent $500,000 on a chain. So if he's making an investment, that could be an investment with Swarms. Like I've heard Lil Boosie say that he was getting $7,000 from one person for going live. Like, so if you're going live just for girls to be twerking and not making no money,
you mean pointless. Oh, Boosie.
Yeah.
Fam, there was a thing, there was an Instagram post, I believe Academics pull it up, and I think it was Boosie with like over 100k in cash, saying that he'd made it in 2 weeks, you know, like through pushing different things on his IG lives.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole, you know what I mean? That's the whole...
Which is good, but it also comes down to what we're always saying again, though, family. Maybe Swarms doesn't have that in him. Do you know what I'm saying? Because a man can have the followers, but not have the hustle in him to be like, you know what, let me monetize this. Some people just like having the numbers, you know, Dred.
But when because it's
But numbers lie, you know.
Yeah, but when you have to make the money now, like you have to make it, like you haven't got a choice where you've, you know, like that guy might be saying like, yo, I need my dough, or if Swarms is trying to do the right thing, I'm just trying to say there's ways he can make it.
No, you're right in what you're saying. But you know what? People are going to argue the other side, because I even saw one of the comments on the tube and someone was saying along the lines of, oh, why would his fans pay and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's like, why not? We're in the day and age of that. Look at like the OnlyFans situation for one. Look at like every 5 minutes people are launching GoFundMes. I'm surprised people don't launch GoFundMes for their light and for their gas and electric, man. Or even the shopping.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The fans don't even necessarily have to pay. Do you see where I'm coming from? Like, you can sell them something. And it, like I said, even if they don't want to buy something, you can sell advertising space. Like, people don't understand that a million people at your thing, like, that is a crazy amount of people right. to be... Like, look how much money, guys... There's guys on YouTube, yeah? And Instagram with way less than that. Like, I personally know a man who's got, like, 200K. And he makes money off that 200K. So once you got a million, you've got an audience to advertise to. So that's what he really should be doing. He should be looking at advertising... selling advertising space, and then, or even with that car rental company, what you do, you even say to them, yo, I got a million followers here. Yo, how can I work it? There's got to be some way to work the debt off. Even if he says, yo, you can have all this advertisement for as long as possible or whatever, because a million people knowing that they can rent a car, there's going to be at least 5% of them, even if it's 1% of them, who bring business to my man. He'll make his money over time. But like I said, because there's probably a lot of pressure on now, he probably needs the money right now. They've got attitude, as we seen on the, as we heard in the audio. So there's somewhere along the line, someone's losing out. But the right thing to do would be to, the right moralistic thing to do would be to try and pay the guys though. But I believe that won't happen. And because that guy really has only got himself to blame. Like, we got to be real. He's only got himself to blame for renting out an exotic car like that that costs so much money to a group of excited men that are really excited. And look how he was saying, the lambs, yo, the big lambs, you know what I'm saying? That's what he was saying on there.
Very true.
Like, family. Look how excited he was.
Very true, G. Very true. So... all right, I'm going to use that example. You said you know someone with 200K, yeah? Who earns after that 200K. Mm. But family, that could be the difference between having 200K fans who engage versus 1 million who are there just to watch. Because I've also heard people, Rago openly admit that they only tune into the Swarm situation, like him overall, due to the antics of the IG lives. So some man are telling me that they're only tuning in to see girl dash semi skimmed over themselves, you know. Because I don't know the numbers he had beforehand, before his IG took off. But we know that he hit a million, he was celebrating and everything. It's like, rare, rare. But I'm saying, I said this to you off air and I say it on air now. If that was me, let's say I had 400K, then I started doing skits, lives, whatever. It jumped to a million. So I've got extra 600,000. Family, if not even 200K of that, or I say 250, are willing to spend with me, I'd rather just go back down to the 400, you know. Because people, like, social media is just a window. It's like having a nosy neighbor and they're just looking through your window. That's all a lot of these people are doing, you know. So like, you've got a nosy neighbor who's just looking through your window, but you run out of sugar. You can't go and knock their door because they're not going to open, because they don't want to open their door and engage with you. I'd rather have 10 neighbors that F with me than 1,000 that don't, G, who are just going to look through my window and call the police if I'm noisy. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, I hear ya.
But we're bred to believe in this social day and age that it's quantity over quality, which to me personally makes no sense. I've got unless I'm like a super celebrity, let me think, like a Beyonce, a Rihanna, who make money elsewhere, who wouldn't need to necessarily monetize a specific following outside of maybe their, let me use Rihanna, musical interests and her Fenty collaboration thing, her makeup thing, yeah? She wouldn't maybe necessarily have to monetize her Instagram following. That's fair enough. But if I'm someone who's like upcoming and I'm doing my thing, I'm trying to monetize, man. And if people don't want to monetize with me, they can jump ship, man. You can go watch the next show. Go look through someone else's window, man.
It's because it's a popularity contest now. That's what Instagram is. It's a popularity contest. Like, who can, like, if you look through like a lot of these guys' pages, it's all about, look at me, look at how I'm living. I'm living this lifestyle. I'm living like this. Wouldn't you like to live like this? And to be honest, there's a lot of big men as well who really buy into that lifestyle. Like, I've seen some big men who really, really, unless somebody's wearing something that who they deem to be like a someone of influence, they probably won't even wear it themselves. Or unless they would only put value on someone who's of influence, when there might be a man who's right next door to them, who's doing everything that person's doing, but because they might not be on Instagram doing it, they don't put no, you know what I mean? They don't put no influence in it, or no value in it. So that's my whole thing. I don't really respect them kind of individuals, to tell you the honest truth. I don't really respect them kind of individuals, but like with that situation, it's like if and we've been offered before to like drive cars or have cars, like for whatever we're doing, many times, but I'm gonna be so, like, I'd be so, like, worried something would happen. Like, I'm not just going to jump at the chance, yeah, to have a luxury car, you know what I mean? Because the way I see it, yo, if it crashes, I can't pay for that. Or I'm going to lose, you know what I mean? So, like, I can't pay for it, or it's going to mess me up bad by having to try and pay for it or whatever. So I just rather not even have it at all. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just not have it at all.
That's the best mindset to have, though. That's the best mindset to have. Because, like you mentioned, even before the lockdown, like, because obviously we had anticipated a beautiful summer. So we were gonna take out a car and, I think it was fly somewhere, because we need to go to London anyway. We were going to do, like, a weekend or a day trip, whatever. But I'm not going to lie, this has definitely put me off, because I was always saying to Mark, because Mark's a driver, for those that don't know. I said, family, I'm not worried. Even if I got into a machine, let's say I got into a Urus with you, yeah? And a man put his foot down, I wouldn't be worried, you know? I'd be more worried that someone would either hit the car, or begrudgingly, some bad mind person is going to key the car, especially after all of this lockdown situation. And people losing their jobs, which is very unfortunate. So you could see certain swaggy cats jump out of a Urus and think, damn, how come these brothers are shining and I lost my thing? And key it, fam, because that's just the world we live in. You can't just have an appreciation for someone having nice things or think, yo, that's a nice car, that man must be doing all right. Like, the envy always has to come into play. That would be my concern, even if it was my own personal car. Because if someone hit it, especially like if it was a situation where you parked and you've gone off and someone licked your thing, they're going to bounce, fam, because no one's going to... Who's going to hit a Ferrari in a car park? And you're just driving a Corsa, for an example, and you jump out. Damn, your car's all right. You're going to dip off, fam. I guarantee 9 out of 10 people are going to dip off, and no one can convince me otherwise, because who's really going to want to have that on their insurance and have to foot a bill to fix a Ferrari?
That's true, but these are the bits that they don't show ya. You know what I mean? They don't show you these bits. Like, they're not showing you these bits. They're just showing you everything beforehand. Like, look beforehand when he was on Snapchat and he's like, yeah, the big lambs or whatever. It's like, I couldn't happily say that. I couldn't, you know, like with me, and there's a bag of guys around the rental, yeah? I wouldn't even feel comfortable, you know? Serious? I wouldn't even want it around, because anything that goes wrong, I know it would be on my head. So if there's a group of guys, it's like, all right, like even when it comes to, like, filming and that, yeah, if we get a camera that's not ours, even though we got everything in-house, but back in the day, like when we first started, suppose I had a camera that didn't belong to the camp, yeah? I wouldn't even want that camera, because anything goes wrong, that's a man's camera, you have to pay him. Exactly. You know what I mean? That's why I make a point of it, that anything we have to buy it ourselves. I don't want to, like, borrow no man's thing or nothing like that, because then if there's people around, the facts of this, people ain't going to treat what ain't theirs with any respect. They're not going to treat what ain't theirs. So if we got 2 grand cameras around, yo, if it ain't you or me holding it, I'm not going to make some random man hold it who don't care for it. Next thing, he drops it on the floor, now he ain't got the money to pay for it. And that's the same with cars. And that's with a 2 grand camera, so never mind with cars. So never mind with cars, but the facts of this, though, if a man can't pay, there's nothing, you can't get blood from a stone. Them guys just can't pay. All that designer drip or whatever, the names we want to call these clothes, ain't worth nothing once you walk out the shop with it. It ain't worth nothing. So and the thing is, you can't really wear things twice on Instagram. So imagine you buy a Stone Island coat, yeah?
Yeah.
And you take one picture in it, then you take two, then you take three. Eventually people will be like, yo, you always got that Stone Island jacket on, man.
Probably after 2 pictures, especially if it's a loud one.
You get
probably two pictures, Stoney's and especially Moncler's, because they have some really loud Moncler. That's why I can't spend. That's why even, all right, there was a Moncler that we saw the other day and we both said, yo, that's bad. And we went and looked on the price. It was sold out anyway. When I looked on the price and it was 1500, you know, like the metallic purple one, family, remember? I'm saying, imagine copying that, G. I couldn't even, you know, I couldn't copy it. Forget the price, because man could copy it. It's not even that. What am I doing with it, fam? I couldn't wear it, blood. I'd have to cop it and, like, resell it or something, because especially if I'm snapping in it for IG. But you can't wear it, G. You cannot wear it. Like, certain, you know when something's loud, you can't wear it too often, it stands out in your mind. You, for example, you know when you don't see my face on here and you see my picture when I'm talking. Even that jacket, and that's just a Nike thing. I couldn't wear that every day, it's too loud. Do you know what I mean? It stands out in your mind, fam. Let alone when you start putting it on the internet. And I've worn that once when we took that picture in it. I haven't worn that since.
I bought some Stone Island jeans, yeah? This is the last bit of this. Matter of fact, now I got the last designer thing I actually brought was some Stone Island jeans. Okay. And I bought them, yeah? And I got them in a sale, but they were still like 130 or something mad like that. Okay, but I like them.
As well, mad.
Yeah, they were still, like, they was even on sale and they were still that. They come down from North. So I was like, ah, these are nice, rare. I tried them on and that. And then when I washed them now, I put them in the tumble dryer and they shrunk. They shrunk down. Yeah, they shrunk down, man. Like, I only wore them once. Yeah. Washed them, put it in the tumble dryer, and they shrunk, like, completely shrunk. Like, and even the badge went all bubbly and that. I was like, this is a joke thing. Like, I can't kind of forget this. I'll never do that again, because I could have took that same 120 or 130, whatever it was, went to River Island and bought like 5-6 pairs of jeans.
Bible facts.
Or even three, four, you know what I mean? That would have probably not even shrunk. Now, I'm not saying, because usually I got like 2 Stone Island jackets and the jackets are very good quality and usually nothing goes wrong. But like with all my other jeans from like Top Man or River Island and that, some of them I've slipped up and put them in the dryer and they've been all right. So that's what I'm trying to say. It's lifestyle.
When you say shrunk, G, you mean like really bad, like ridiculous?
They just shrunk to where they just got, they were completely, couldn't fit me anymore.
What the hell, man?
Like that to where I got vexed and dashed them. So I'm saying to that level, and I dashed them with a view that I'll never ever be buying things like that again. And I don't. The only thing what I might put value in is like the hats, which obviously I'm not paying the same price other people pay for designer hats.
Very true.
So that's why you might see me with a Fendi hat that no one's
still,
got.
Fam, I still need to check it, you know, man. But I'm still waiting for them D squares and that to restock, G.
Yeah, there, man. So that's what I'm trying to say. That's how I look at it. You see what I'm saying? But
fam, unless you're talking Bible. Unless I've got the plug, I'm not spending on designer like that, fam. I can't bring myself to do it.
But these guys,
and I know my style as well. I'm gonna get like, let's say I grab 2 Moncler's, I'll probably get a Normski one that could just blend. But I'm gonna get something stupid loud, fam, that I could probably only wear once a year or something, and then I couldn't even pull it on the gram.
Exactly.
So when you jump into the designer game, like regular, you have to be switching. Because remember everything changes, you know. Because remember with the designer, it's seasonal. But when you jump on a Moncler, Stone Island, etc., even like Gucci, Louis, they'll have like spring, autumn 20. You know what I mean? Because it changes seasonal. Because like you'll probably see when it comes around to autumn, winter again, they might start doing their 2021 stuff. So if you're someone, especially you live on your gram, you're always posting clothes, man, they're going to be like, fam, that Prada jacket's crazy old. Or, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm trying to say?
You can't keep up with the Joneses, fam. They'll broke your pocket.
Yeah, you can't get caught up in the hype life. Can't get caught up in the hype life, man. And that's what's happened here, really. Like, I just wouldn't feel comfortable. Like, all these men are standing around these cars and it's in my name.
What was it, 2 days ago? Me can't sleep, Reggie.
Yeah, you'd feel sick to your stomach. Like, what you have to understand, you know, with them type of cars, when you see them in, like, say, Migos video, that's the label of Organized It All, where there's people there watching over the cars. Like, whereas with these mans, it's just in the, like, just guys just around, guys in the camp that are shooting. No one's actually trying to, you see what I mean? Like, protect the things that are there.
Family, as we speak, I just checked Swarms' IG and he posted something a couple, 13 hours ago, so yesterday. With the caption, "It wasn't me, skirt, skirt." And he's in Balenciaga hoodie, ripped jeans, I don't know what they are. Louis V bag ting around him. And I think Balenciaga chunky shoes, fam. So, Blair, if you're moving, like, and sitting by pool and all of that, I'll send you the picture, check your Insta.
Yeah, because what, so, like, if you're trying to pull it on his friend?
Of surroundings, you haven't got 100K, family, somewhere in value of something.
He's probably trying to say, like, it ain't me, like, to put it on his friend who crashed it. Which, yeah, his friend did crash it, but it's in your name, so the buck stops with you. See what I mean? The buck stops with you, man.
Man, responsibility, man. Like, come on, no one's, we're all adults, man. No one's a child. You need to know what we're doing, fam. You know what? I'm fed up as well. I'm fed up with people using age as an excuse. Oh, he's just a kid. These type of mans have passed 20 and 21, but everyone's a kid.
Yeah, he ain't no kid, man. Yeah, from he's got big women tipping milk on himself and twerking. You're not a kid. You're a grown man. And from you want to drive Ferraris and that, you're a grown man. Because kids don't drive Ferraris. See what I mean? Like, kids don't drive Ferraris, so it's a...
Fam, this is according to the Sun, yeah? Sorry to cut, yeah. Who is Swarms? Swarms is a rapper who is based in Southeast London. He has an estimated net worth upwards of $1 million at age just 23. All right, what's that in pounds? Because I got the thing on my phone.
That's about 600, 700 No, no, no. Yeah, about 600, 700 thousand, I'd guess. Or eight.
Well, at the current, based on the current exchange rate, because I got the whole thing on my phone, 813,140 quid.
But at the same time,
that's just
time.
Net worth. You can't believe net worth, but that's that's according to the Sun. 13 hours ago.
So, the Sun have put his net, saying that that's his net worth upwards of a million. I'd like to know what it's based off, because I'm not saying he hasn't got it, but I'd like to know what it's based off. And if he has got that, then really it shouldn't be a problem for him to really cover this bill, because in the sense of you'd have to, it's going to be a horrible amount to fork out, even if you got £1 million, but he should just cover it, put it down to learning. And try to make the money back. That's what I'd do.
Exactly, fam. You just pay it, and brother, your brethren has to just pay you back, fam. When he can, a rack here, two racks there, 1500.
No. That guy, his friend ain't paying him that money back. That money, unless you've got £100,000, £180,000. £180,000. That's how. That's more than house money. If a man's paying his mortgage, that's less than that. How are you going to pay a man back that? You'd have to try just play the lottery, buy like 20 tickets every time it comes out and hope that.
Imagine, I was watching a video of one YouTuber who did that earlier. He spent like $30,000 on it. What, bear, you know, the scratch cards.
Yeah.
He only won like 20 something. So he lost like 9.5 from.
See what I mean? But that's the only way.
That's all. And the jackpot was 10 mil. So.
The reality, you're just not going to have that money.
You'd have to set up some kind of payment plan from your bedroom, blood. If you pay it, like, you from your bedroom. Like, your bedroom just has to give you a rack 100 times, blood.
It sounds a lot easier than done, trust me.
Sounds easy on paper, innit?
Yeah. Like, £1,000 is... I think people underestimate, like, £1,000 is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Like,
you know why people underestimate it? Because, you know, as time moves along, things get more expensive and you have inflation and, you know, currency, value of money changes and all of that. So people are like, oh, grand, that's not even enough money. It depends what you're buying.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. This is what I'm saying. This is how I look at it. It's not a lot of money for people that are buying it for something they want, but it's a lot of money if you're spending it on something that you didn't have to spend it on. If you're taking a grand to buy a TV, yeah, you're going to be excited. It's still going to mean a lot to you, but you're going to be excited. Oh, I'm buying this new TV. It's £1,000. But if you're taking £1,000 to just give to a man on something that you're going to be saying, oh, I wish I didn't have to do that, then it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, whichever way you flip.
It's gonna hurt every time you do it.
Once you start to act as though money is nothing, sometimes, a lot of the times, you can get a very humbling experience. Like I always say, like even £100, even £50, needs to be respected. Has to be respected. Like money is not something that you can just disrespect like that. In a sense of, if you want to keep it.
Very true, fam. Bible facts.
Or if you always want to have it, it's something that you should, every time you spend, you should have it in your mind, like, yo, I'm looking to have this.
Them, if you, Mark's talking about facts. This is something that Mark's told me and I've been implementing for ages. You know, I'll give you a, because we're going to start doing that. We still need to do the finance segment. We would have already started it, but we haven't been able to link and go outside like we'd want to. One very simple piece of advice when it comes to your money, and you can do this with however money you have, try and apply the 60-40 the 60-40 rule. So you've got 60%, you put 60% aside, and you can spend 40% of what you earn. You can do that, and you can't, no one can tell me, oh, I can't afford to. You can do that, because even if you got a tenner, you can apply it, because you can stack £6. I'm getting it the wrong way around. You can spend £6 and stack £4. like any sum of money you have, great or small, you can do that with. That way, you could take your money, still enjoy what you want to enjoy, and you know you've got a little nest egg there.
What do you mean? You mean excess money? Are you talking? So basically, after someone's paid their bills.
Yeah, because obviously your bills, you have to pay your dues. Your bills come first.
All right, but then, all right, this is what I'm saying. So let's just say your bills are like £600.
Yes.
Like, I'm just using an example. Your bills are £600 and you've made £900. You've now got £300 left. Yeah, I'm talking about you've paid all them bills, everything, including shopping. You got £300 left. That takes a very, very, very disciplined person to take 60% of that and put it in savings, because in today's world, so much people want to, you got to look at, once you've spent your bills.
You're talking Bible facts, because let's give them the facts. That would be, so if you got 40%, so you put away the 40 and you spend the 60. Fam, you're only putting away 120 and you've still got 180 to play with.
So what you're saying, spend 40 and save 60, or save 60 and spend 40?
Either way, whichever way you want to do it.
All right, that can work, but what I'm saying is...
Yeah, go on.
Once you've paid your bills and you've bought your shopping and done all of that, people still are getting up every day to go work or whatever it is they do. Social life, then you need... People want a social life, then people want... Part of your social life might come down to eating out or whatever it is. A lot of people ain't disciplined to go without those things. Like, look how much people the other day, when everyone was messaging me, oh, you missed out on the Bounty and Beanie Clash. Oh, you missed out. Most people was watching it because everyone else was watching it. And because everyone else said it was amazing, most other people said it was amazing. But to me, yo, I ain't bothered. I don't care.
Why did I miss out?
I ain't missed that. I really don't care.
And I know this applies to you. I haven't tuned into any of these lives, you know. Like, no one's, no Tory Lanez, no Bounty Beanie, like, none of these. Because what was I doing yesterday? I was reading. I'm not a man who wants to sit there for hours staring at a screen, whether it's my TV or my phone. Like, have we not done enough? So I can't sit there for like 3 hours. Even if I cast it to my TV, just watching a clash, man, I'm like, yo, it's wicked and rare. It was probably a great experience, fam. And obviously, I rate them, man. And, blood, follow my flipping Spotify, fam, Superman 91. I got a Madman Yard playlist on there, G. I could just put that on shuffle. Like, it's not like I've missed a live concert. You know what I mean? So when they're going forward talking about, oh, this is how they're going to be on concerts, it's going to be Zoom concerts, I miss me with all of that, fam. It's going to be YouTube live concerts. No thanks, man. That's just idiotic to me. I understand people need to make their money and do their thing. But me personally, I won't be involved, fam.
I think
it's weird. I'd rather just watch a music video.
But you see, the point I'm trying to make is that why I've brought up that clash is because I'm saying a lot of people that was so excited about it were excited because other people were excited. So how much... That's the mentality. So in everyday life, how can you expect that same person not to be getting involved in other things and miss it out? The kind of man who can miss it out is the type of individual like me who said, I ain't bothered. Like, I don't need that. Like, I don't care about that. Or something can happen, like when all these clothes or trainers are coming out and people are like, I need them. I can say, I don't want it. I can, like with the iPhones, we've spoke about this before, or,
yeah.
Like, some people need everything new. Like, with me, I can say, I don't need it until I want a new one. So what I'm trying to say is, every month when people get paid, they're getting involved in all them things as well, which is why it's hard for them to save money.
Family, I agree 100%. I agree wholeheartedly. But the situation, we're just trying to give advice. Like anything in life, you don't have to take it. You know what I mean? It's up to you. But all I'm saying is, you can do what you want with your money. Like, I'm not trying to preach. It's just, we're not trying to preach. It's just friendly advice. But the only reason we're saying this is because don't be one of those people who doesn't adhere to this advice or your parents' advice or a friend's advice. Because I know someone's probably told you this somewhere along your life. Don't be one of those who doesn't adhere to it and then cries that they have no money for things. because that's why I give this advice, because people love to do that. Like, a man will blow his money every week and go in pub, takeaways, whatever the case may be, whatever your vice is, but in your bar that you got no pee. Don't be one of those people. I hate those people, to keep it real.
Because people don't want to miss out. People don't want to miss out. Like, that's the facts is, why people then, don't want to miss out.
Well, family, they need to be broke forever and not moan about it then, if that's the case.
But it's like, if you put value in, it's like with losing weight. Yeah, like losing weight. Let me make it simple, in simpler terms. If you're trying to lose weight, this is how simple it is. Yeah. And I can say this because I know it comes down to this. Do you love the food more than you love how you want to look? If the answer's yes to that, you ain't never going to lose weight. If you love wanting to look, if you want to look the way you want to look more than the food won't, you won't care. Whereas me, I enjoy not like killing, not like, I don't want to sit down because I have no other vices. I don't want to sit down and just eat veg, a plate of veg. Like, to me, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to just sit down and eat lettuce and that, trying to have a beach body that when that beach body comes now, I can't enjoy it anyway, because I'd rather be happy eating something that I want to eat. Do you see my point? Like, within reason. So that's the same thing what applies with people with money. Like, do they care about having money in the bank, or do they care about having a social life? If the answer is that you want a social life, you ain't going to really get to save money that much. That's a fact.
That's fine, fam, because everyone has choices in life that they can make. All we're saying is don't complain, innit?
Yeah, people shouldn't complain, but I mean, the only reason the whole thing's popped up is because of the pandemic, but 9 times out of 10, a pandemic won't happen. I mean, this will probably be once-in-a-lifetime thing, so people will always just live, you know what I mean? They get paid and they live. They get paid and they live.
Family, which is true, what was the figure you gave out, though? With the UK, they don't have, about the savings again, I've forgotten.
They say that 99% of people, this is what this advert said, I know enough people must have seen it, have less than £100 in savings. That's what it says. But with that being said, the system set up that way as well, that people can't save too, because the outgoings, like, if the minimum wage, if you've got a country and the minimum wage and the minimum rent in that country is £4.50, yeah, never mind council tax, groceries, whatever, and the minimum wage is 9 bills, you know a man can't save as well. So I can't just blame the individual, unless you're like, say...
True. All I can do is try to offer some advice, fam.
Yeah, now you're offering advice, but it's like, it depends on your situation as well. Like, you might be like, where we've spoke about, like, where we've applauded the Asians before, where you might have, like, the Asian community who might have...
Stay home.
So when the money comes in, he's got way more money to play with. But then you might have an individual who he's living on his own. So when the money comes in, he's got no choice but to survive. Whereas the next man now, like we said, the Asian community, he's all right. He's got, and that's the way it should be. But then at the same time, you might be someone who, yo, I need my own space, or yo, I want my own things. You get me? Like, so I can't, you know what I mean? I can't live that way because I want my own space, or I ain't got no space at my mum's, or you know what I mean? Or I ain't even got a mum to live with. Like, I have to live on my own. So it depends on what position people are in. Luckily, thank God, I was able to move when I wanted to move. I was in that position, and touch wood, things have been beautiful. Thus far, things have been beautiful, but I'm always thinking, I always operate at what's the worst that can happen way of thinking, whereas other people operate at YOLO, which I'm not saying.
Living my best life.
Yeah, because remember, that's what I'm saying. But I'm not blaming people for thinking like that. But then with me, it'll be like, yo, what's the worst that can happen here? Like, if everything goes wrong, would I be okay? That's how but then I tend to find out that a lot of Aries think like that. We think like that because, you know what I mean? Two of my sisters are Aries, and they're very similar to that. Whereas other people now, they just risk takers. They don't mind spending the whole book and not worrying about tomorrow. Whereas me, I want to know, like, if the worst thing happens, I can survive. Because, like, you know what I mean? That's how I think. But then the next man, he might not think like that. But experiences, like, experiences that we've gone through in life lead us to the mentalities that we've got. So those people who want to live a social life, that might make them happy. Like, they're going to eat out or going to, like, there's some people that I know, personally friends, who go out every weekend. Every weekend on a Friday, they're out of the club. Saturday, they're out of the club. Sunday, relaxing, ready for work Monday. That is what makes them feel good. They're at every dance. Like, they're everywhere. Like, a man will come to me and be like, yo, this dance is going in. Whereas with me, I've never understood. And people, I'm telling you, like, I'm very different. I've never understood, like, getting dressed up to go into a dark room and dance with people. That's just never been me. You know, fam, you know how I am. Come on, be real.
I know how you are, fam.
Come on, I've never understood it.
Say is, like, don't make it sound like that, fam. Can you make me feel like a prick anytime?
No, I'm just saying, no, I've never understood. Like, I just feel like, yo,
that's funny, man.
I just feel like our community just party all the time. Like, I just feel like we party so much.
I definitely go out more than you, but even I don't go out after them.
But then don't get twisted, fam. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that. I'm just saying that with me, I've tried it, blood. I've tried to enjoy it. Like, look, when I was younger now, I'd be like, yo, I want to try and go out. I want to try and enjoy this. And I'll be in there and I'm standing up and I'm like, what am I really doing? I want to be at home.
Keep it real with you. It's not for everyone, blood.
Yeah, I ain't bothered, man. But then things I do.
I've been like, this has been a waste of time.
Things I do, though, a next man might see as, what's he? So, like, things that I might enjoy doing, like, I might enjoy going to the cinema, I might enjoy traveling. Like, there's no better feeling for me than going away to another country.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I love that feeling, but then the next one might say, I ain't doing that. So, it all balances out at the end. So, at the end of the year, I ain't been out all year, but I've been on 2 holidays. And next man's been out every weekend. The money probably adds up. You see where I'm coming from? So,
some cats ain't even got a passport, fam, but they're in the club every week, Jed.
Exactly. That's why I say, for me, it's just not, you get me? It's just not something I'm interested in. I've just never have. Like I said, I tried really hard when I was younger. Every man was going out. I tried hard to enjoy it and I just couldn't. I just couldn't enjoy it. So I just had to accept one day, yo, I might be that boring person. You get me? So I can't be with a girl who's a partier, yeah? But I'm not going to try and change a girl. If a girl meets me and then it's like, yo, I'm a partier, yeah? I'm not going to try and change you. Like, it just, you know what I mean? You do your thing, but I'm not a partier, yeah? You get me?
I know. It's true, fam.
So
it's true, blood. It's true.
That's the way
it obviously, is. It's hard, fam. It's hard because obviously you never know if someone's going to have the qualities that you desire until you get to know them in it as well. That's another part of it, blood. Because you can have an initial attraction and connection with someone, but then when you start getting deeper, you might be like, blood, you do bare things that I don't like, you know? Do you know what I mean?
I was saying to my parents the other day, like, we was having a little discussion, and I'm saying to them, there's so much, I put a lot of where we are today as like, black people on the fact that we wasted a lot of time, black people from the Caribbean, from Jamaica, like, we wasted a lot of time partying. Now, my dad, like, said, nah, because his dad wasn't partying. But I said, like, my dad's generation, whereas, like, the Asian man was thinking about 50 years from now to where his son now, he's them people now, what he was thinking about then, he was setting them up. Whereas a lot of us, our people was partying at blueses and, you get what I'm saying, like, wasting time. And they only put value in working for someone. So the facts is, like, they only put value on working as a nurse or working as a teacher, or they looked at that you've made it. Whereas an Asian man was always thinking, yo, we need our own school, fam. We need our own, you get me? We need our own chemists. We need our own this, because we're knocking and they're not letting us in. So you know what? Let's build our own house. And they was doing that. And now, man's are seeing that house, it ain't finished building, but man's are seeing the foundation. Whereas with us, we're still putting value on go school, go college, go uni, get a 35 grand a year job until you're 60 or until you're 70, and then you can die in 10 years after that. That's always been the dream for us. Whereas with me, I've always been like, nah, I want to be like, so instead of us like renting a studio, you know how I've been, Stephen. Yo, let's get our own. Instead of us borrowing equipment,
that's coming, let's buy our own as well.
So that's how I've always been. All right. Even if we can get 100 people following our own thing, it's better than 10,000 or 100,000 following something that's not our own, because we can get kicked out of that. But other people don't see that. And I've seen that before, like where when we started with Shutdown City and yes, we were doing the behind the scenes and we was putting it on that P110 channel, and then my man come and goes, I'm not feeling them, you know. He's telling me what he likes and don't like, and I've got to walk.
He gives a shit, fam.
You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah?
There is, fam. I hit man with a corned beef can, fam.
But I want to be my... we need to be our own boss in the sense of have our own...
And now we got Express Chew, fam.
So that's how it goes. So that's... You just got to put it like this. You just got to play your position in life, man. Quicker you learn that, yo, how you... Your gut feeling... So, like, with me, my gut feeling is like, yo, I don't want to waste time partying. You get what I'm saying? I just don't want to waste time partying. I don't want to waste time doing this. Or so when everyone's getting excited about them Instagram lives, yo, them mans ain't worried about nothing that are on them lives. They're making dough from you watching them. So that's about it, man. Let's, you know what I mean? People.
Well, we've been burning, man. Imagine we had a couple topics as well. We've just been burning, fam.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. All right, people, lock in. It's the Express Truth. Thanks for listening. Bonus podcast.
See you again Thursday.
Make
man.
Sure you follow us on Instagram. Peace.
We out, man.
Y'all listen to the Express Truth Show with my man, Mark Hamilton. So stay lucky in, is it?